You're with the news at one, and as we've been hearing, Aaron Brady and another man have been jailed today for attempting to stop two witnesses testifying in Brady's trial for the murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue. 33-year-old Brady from New Road, Cross McGlen in County Armagh, who's serving a minimum of 40 years for the murder, was sentenced to another 3 years for perverting the course of justice during his murder trial. A second man, 31-year-old Dean Byrne, a violent criminal from Cabra Park in Dublin, was given 2 years in prison. We can get the latest now from our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what did the court hear about what Aaron Brady had done?
Well, Rachel, Aaron Brady is serving life with a minimum of 40 years for the capital murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue, who was shot dead at the Lordship Credit Union 11 years ago. Now, during that murder trial, however, the 33-year-old tried to get witnesses not to testify against him. Ronan Flynn was, the judge said today, an important witness. Aaron Brady had lived with him for a time in New York, where Brady had admitted a number of times to have shot a Garda. Detectives from the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation then interviewed Ronan Flynn and recorded that interview. Now, Brady was provided with a laptop while he was in custody to access that interview as part of his defence, and indeed any defence an accused is entitled to know what other people are saying about him. But the laptop was modified, it had no internet access. But Brady was able to watch the video of the interview, and he recorded the interview on a mobile phone. It was then uploaded onto WhatsApp, clips were circulated on Facebook and YouTube, and then comments were added about Ronan Flynn, including that he was, quote, touting on his own cousins, a quote, that he was a rat, and that he had gotten a green card and his own charges dropped. Now, Aaron Brady, the court found this morning, did not add these comments, but Flynn did not give evidence in the trial, and the prosecution could not say that this was because of the video.
Tell us then about Dean Byrne. What was his role?
Now, Dean Byrne is already serving 14 years for a burglary in 2013 in which he and six others from Dublin travelled to Tipperary, broke into a family home and terrorised parents and their three daughters aged 6, 8 and 2. He also has convictions for subsequent violent disorder in prison and possession of a mobile phone. Brady and Byrne were both housed in the D wing in Mountjoy, and they communicated face-to-face in the exercise yard, through the stairwell, in leaflets and via mobile phones. Now, Aaron Brady, the court found, was the driving force in all of this. Dean Byrne had no connection with him prior to going into custody, and there was no explanation for Byrne's involvement in all of this. But another witness, Daniel Cahill, had made a statement to Gardaí that Aaron Brady had said to him three times that he had shot a Garda. It was agreed then between Brady and Dean Byrne that Byrne would contact Cahill's relatives to try to persuade Daniel Cahill not to give that evidence. And Byrne also sent images of Daniel Cahill's statement to a relative. The judge said this morning that these communications make it clear that Dean Byrne and Aaron Brady were working in concert to persuade Daniel Cahill not to testify. But Cahill did testify in the capital murder trial and did say that Brady admitted to shooting a Garda on three occasions while Brady was living in New York, having fled there from Ireland in the aftermath of the murder.
What did the presiding judge say this morning?
Well, Mr. Justice Paul Byrne said today that the offences were extremely serious. He said they go to the heart of the administration of justice and the rule of law in a democratic society. He said they risk fundamentally undermining the criminal justice system, and that cannot be tolerated. He also said the index offence of capital murder could hardly be more serious, but he said because it did not involve, these offences did not involve actual or threatened violence or inducement, they were at the lower end of the methods utilised. Now, Aaron Brady is already serving life for capital murder, but the court couldn't put any more time on that, but instead sentenced him to an additional 3 years in prison on top of the 14 years he's serving for the robbery at Lordship for perverting the course of justice. Dean Byrne, who was due to be released this year, was jailed for an additional 2 years.
Paul, many thanks for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.